This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. Let's get into scriptures this morning. We're looking at what I titled, Shout His Praise. Amen. Let me begin this morning with a word from Paul William Walker IV. He was an American actor. He's best known for his role as Brian O'Connor in the Fast and Furious franchise. You know, he said, and I quote him, "Somebody is in the hospital right now begging God for the opportunity you have. Don't you dare go to bed depressed. Count your blessings and shake it off. Count your blessings and shake it off." As we shout his praise in this season, I want us to, you know, understand that thanksgiving and praise are a vital tool in the season which we are in for you and I to enjoy consistent victory. Ignorance is not an excuse for the law. That is, when the law of life is broken, you become victims of death. You become victims of that law that you have broken. The Bible tells us, in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject it. That thou shalt not be no priest to me. See, as thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." They are his people, but they are suffering because they don't know what they need to know for them to be able to free themselves from their suffering. So even though they are his people, because of their ignorance, because of not knowing what they need to know to be free, they remain in where they are not supposed to be. They remain in suffering. They remain in bondage. And I've come to discover that many Christians are grounded because they take God for granted. Many believers are grounded because they take God for granted. When you take God for granted, you will be grounded in the journey of life. Anyone you show favor to that does not know how to respond, you are constrained from further favor to him. So anyone you show favor to without them returning back to say thank you, you are constrained from further favor to the person. That happens in the natural. And you must understand that, you know, returning to say thank you to our Heavenly Father is a way of you and I showing that we acknowledge him as the source of all things. Thank you is what qualifies you for the next act of favor. Many people have had great times, but those great times have turned into gloomy days because they did not acknowledge the source of the great times that they have had. So the one behind it withdraws himself, turns his back, and the great times became gloomy days. Why? Because they did not return to acknowledge the one behind the great times and the great things that they have had. But I pray for you as we step into the second quarter of the year on the wings of your thanksgiving. May the Lord not turn his back on you in the name of Jesus. I say God will not turn his back on you in the name of Jesus. So thanksgiving should be an addiction for the believer. That is, when you and I become addicted to thanksgiving, destiny opens up to us on its own accord. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." So thanksgiving envelops you. Thanksgiving cocoons you in God. Listen, thanksgiving envelops you. You are now in a place where you are unreachable. The adversary cannot reach you. You are inaccessible by the adversary. Thanksgiving cocoons you, whereby the adversary cannot be able to get to you. Divine presence covers you when you are a thanksgiver. Every thanksgiver enjoys divine presence. Every thanksgiver. The only thing God cannot give to himself is thank you. The only thing God can do for himself is to praise himself. And that is why he is always around those who praise him. He is always around those who are grateful, who are grateful to him, who give him praise. Those who give God thanks at all times, they enjoy divine presence. Listen, friends, nothing is more valuable than divine presence in the race of life. Why? Because if God be for you, who can be against you? The only thing God cannot give to himself is thank you. And God expects you and I to always return to say thank you. We've had an amazing 3 months. Things might not have worked out the way you want them to, but it could have gotten worse if the hand of the Lord was not on you. It could have gotten worse if God's hand was not on you. The only thing God cannot give to himself is thank you. Nobody can ever say thank you to themselves. It's only one person I know anyway, Snoop Dogg, who came and said, I want to thank me. That's a selfish statement. Amen. That's the only human being I've said who is thanking themselves. You can never thank yourself. It's not possible. The only thing God can give to himself is thank you. Why? Because he expects you and I to bring our offering of thanksgiving. And I pray for you, may thanksgiving never cease from your tongue in the name of Jesus. I say, may thanksgiving never diminish from your tongue in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So I'm talking about thanksgiving as a lifestyle. I'm talking about thanksgiving as a lifestyle. It's not just a thing that you do when you feel like it. It is a debt you and I owe to God that we must pay. It is a debt that must be paid, or the source of supply dries out. Thanksgiving and praise qualifies you to carry divine presence. And divine presence is all that you need to be able to have the most triumphant ride in your journey of life. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 31, I read, it says, what shall we then say to these things? If divine presence be with us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? Against us. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 22 verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of our life church, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God won't be with you. Why? Because you are crying. He will only be with you because you are praising him. There's something about thanksgiving that attracts divine presence that you cannot explain with human vocabulary. So when you give God thanks, when you praise him, you qualify for divine presence. And when you carry divine presence, it makes all the difference in your life. I declare, in this second quarter of the year, you will carry divine presence in the name of Jesus. I say you will carry divine presence in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you. Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When God goes with you and I, everything goes great for us. And I prophesy, in this second quarter of the year, your heavenly Father will go with you in the name of Jesus. He will not just go with you, he will go ahead of you in the name of Jesus. How many thanksgivers do I have in the house this morning? Now go ahead, don't minimize your thanksgiving. Give him your praise. Give him your praise. Give him your praise. Give him your praise. Hey! Listen, thanksgiving is a spiritual protocol that qualifies you for divine presence. What your prayer does is to give God extra job to do. What your prayer does is to give God extra job to do. Your thanksgiving is what opens God. It's an avenue for you to be able to minister back to your Father. It's an avenue for you to be able to show gratitude. Your thanksgiving is a portal through which you're able to minister back to your Father. God takes delight in the praises of his people. He takes delight in the praise that you and I give to him. When we give God praise, when we celebrate his goodness, he takes delight in it. He takes delight in it. He takes delight in it. Hallelujah. Our prayers is extra responsibility to our Heavenly Father, but our praise attracts him. He takes delight in our praise. Say amen. Amen. So when you praise God, you attract him. When you attract him, you attract the best the earth has to offer. You attract the best the earth has to offer. Let the people praise him. Oh Lord, let the people praise him. When they do that, what happens? The earth yields are increased. You attract the best the earth has to offer when you are a thanksgiver. Your degree of gratitude is what defines the greatness of your journey. Your degree of gratitude defines the greatness of your journey. Gratitude is what determines your altitude in life. Gratitude is what determines your ultimate altitude in life. The more grateful you are, the more colorful your destiny becomes. The more grateful you are, the more colorful your destiny becomes. And I pray for you, you will be a grateful person in the name of Jesus. You will not be an ungrateful person in the name of Jesus. Show me an addicted thanksgiver, and I will show you one whose life will never go empty. Thanksgivers are never empty. Thanksgivers never run empty. When you see a believer who is empty of joy, empty of peace, empty of things that God has already given, it is because they are not thanksgivers. It is because they complain and murmur all the time. Thanksgivers are never empty. I pray for you. Your days of emptiness are over in the name of Jesus. I say your days of emptiness are over in the name of Jesus. The more addicted you are to thanksgiving, the fuller your life becomes. The more addicted you are to thanksgiving, the fuller your life becomes. And I pray for you from this day, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may you be addicted to thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. I say, may you be addicted to thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. And as you are addicted to thanksgiving, may your life be full of joy in the name of Jesus. May your life be full of peace in the name of Jesus. May you be filled with all good things that you desire in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Lift your voice, thunder, thank you, Jesus. You must train yourself to be thankful. Train yourself to be thankful. Listen, it is easy to complain. It is easy to complain. Be intentional with your thanksgiving. Be intentional with your thanksgiving. Many complain because it is easy to complain. Hallelujah. So I want to charge you this morning that a worthy addiction you must have is an addiction of thanksgiving. In the book of Mark chapter 6, there's a story you find there about a king named Herod and his wife Herodias and their daughter who came to the stage. Herodias came to the stage and danced. The man organized a party and invited all his friends, and they were drunk and they were doing all kinds of, they partied for days and invited all his friends, and they were there. And he asked this girl, the daughter of Herodias, to dance before him. And they danced and danced and danced and danced. You know, Herodias danced before, you know, the guests and the king and everybody. And after that, the dance, he promised him half of his kingdom. Promised her, rather, half of his kingdom. He said, I'm going to give you, ask anything, and I will give you up to half of my kingdom. Thank you. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased her Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it to thee. Go to next verse for me, please. And he swore unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. The daughter of Herodias dance, and this man was willing to divide his kingdom into two and give half to this girl for dancing. Hallelujah. Amen. And give half to her for dancing. Give her. Now, when you notice that scripture very well, Herod, you know, gave this girl an open check. The dance of this girl provoked favor for her. Because she pleased the king by her dance, the dance provoked favor for her. I declare, on the wings of your thanksgiving today, let favor come your way in the name of Jesus. I say, let favor come your way in the name of Jesus. Listen, friends, if an earthly king can be pleased by a human, by someone dancing for him, how much more the King of Kings? Nothing pleases God like your thanksgiving and praise. Why? Because that is the only thing you and I can do for him. Hallelujah. Psalm 147 verse 1 only. It says, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant and praise is comely. That is what attracts him. That is what attracts the Most High to our life. The reason why many believers are stranded in the journey of life is because they are addicted to complaints. They are addicted to murmurings. They are addicted to complaints. They are always complaining. It's never enough. This is not enough. And that is why things are never enough. That is why things are never enough. I've yet to see a complainer that has abundance. No complainer will ever have abundance. It's not a curse. No complainer can ever have abundance. Why? Because anywhere there is complaining and murmuring, there is never enough. Hallelujah. And the Bible said to us that those who murmured were destroyed, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Complaints may be logical, but thanksgiving is the only lawful way to go forward in your pursuit of life. Complaints may be logical. Complaints may be logical, particularly in the season which we are in now, where it looks like the whole hell has broken loose on the planet Earth. Bombs are flying everywhere. You know, people are waking up and bombing each other and all of those things. You know, they're saying that petrol price is about to go up. We're about to have the highest increase in petrol price than we have ever had in the last 10 years or thereabout. Now, everywhere is complaining, If you're not careful, you will fall into the logical way of doing things, which is complaining. This is not the time to complain. This is the time to continuously give God praise. No matter how much petrol costs, can I tell you this? You will be able to afford it in the name of Jesus. I say you will be able to afford it in the name of Jesus. No matter how much petrol costs. Listen, hear me and hear me well. For my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hey, you will be able to afford it in the name of Jesus. Don't complain. Akuna shalete. You know, everything night to be petrol has gone up. Even now to pray, you will remind us how petrol has gone up. Refuse that. Refuse it. Tell yourself, no matter what happens, my bread is guaranteed. My water is sure. No matter what happens, my bread is guaranteed. My water is sure. And I pray for you. May you never complain in the name of Jesus. I say God will supply your need in this season in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, friends. In the days of COVID, when people were being locked down, millionaires were being birthed. I've discovered that in the times of crisis, millionaires emerge. A lot of millionaires emerge. When COVID was going, it is shown statistically that during the days of COVID, they had more millionaires that came, new millionaires, not old ones who added more money. No, new ones that emerge. You must change your mindset. That's why you must listen to the first service teaching. Very important you listen to that teaching. You must change your mindset. Adjust your mindset. No matter what happens, my bread is guaranteed. My water is sure. No matter what happens. Listen, friends, don't join them to complain. Ah, there's no money. Listen, you don't say, there is money, oh, my friend. There's money. There's money. Oh. Not your neighbor. Tell them there's money. Amen. The other day, this week, I was at the gym. Someone just carelessly parked a Bentley. Carelessly. And you tell me there's no money. What did he use in buying that? He or she? Let me not conclude and say it's he. It might be she. What did she use in buying that Bentley? Is it water? It's money. The other day, I went to the gym. Someone carelessly parked a G-Wagon Brabus. Carelessly. Just left it there. With no special security watching over it. You know what? How much a Bentley is? We're talking about 6 million plus. So someone just kept a 6 million. No special security watching over it. And you're saying, Akuna Chale, that devil is a bastard. I declare in this season, your needs are met in the name of Jesus. Heaven supplies your needs in the name of Jesus. You will not lack in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. I'm telling you. Carelessly, just pack it down. No special security. No ACPS watching over it. And you're telling me, no, there is. If you do not change your mindset, what will come to you will never come to you. You must listen to first service teaching. Change your mind. Hallelujah. So this girl danced, and pleasured the earthly king and brought favor to herself. Ah! Herodias' daughter wasn't dancing to get favor. But the dancing brought favor into her life. I declare over you, on the wings of your thanksgiving, let favor come into your life in the name of Jesus. Let favor come in the name of Jesus. Imagine what will come your way when you dance to please the King of Kings. Imagine what will come your way when you maintain an attitude of gratitude. Imagine what will come your way when you are addicted to thanksgiving. And I prophesy, you will walk in the realms of unspeakable favor in the name of Jesus. I say you will walk in the realms of unspeakable favor in the name of Jesus. And I pray for anyone that has complained through murmuring and complaining, you have entered into a place of destruction. Let the mercy of God rescue you this morning in the name of Jesus. I bring the mercy of God over your life and I declare, be delivered from destruction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise one more time this morning. People pray fervently, but they don't give thanks fervently. When it is time to pray, everybody is out on fire. But when it is time to give thanks, everybody goes cold. Because they don't yet understand the power of thanksgiving. You know, I see sometimes, you know, we are dancing. People, you know, that's why I love it when we are having dancing before God and people run on in the front and they're dancing and screaming. Some people are just so gentle, you know, they are so well put together. We praise God for your life. Thank God you went to private school. You know, they are so well put together. You know, they are looking at us. What are they even doing? You know, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. In the presence of your Father, calm down. Calm down. As we give God praise in the next 5 minutes, I want you to dance with all your heart. I want you to dance. Celebrate your Father. Bible talked about how David danced. David was a king. I believe that when he was dancing that dance, he remembered where God picked him from. How God bypassed all his brothers who were worthy candidates. How God went to the backwoods of destiny and collected him even when his own father forgot about him. He remembered how God made him a king. How divine transfer took place between him and Jonathan. How God had to switch everything so that he can be a king. He looked at him, began to dance before God. Began to dance before God. Began to dance before God. And God established the throne of David. Up until today, they still have the city of David in Israel. That's what thanksgiving does. Hallelujah. And I pray for you as we celebrate the goodness of God in this season. Whatever is a consign in your life, I decree and I declare, it shall be met in the name of Jesus. Whatever you lost in this first quarter of the year, on the wings of your thanksgiving, you are restored back in the second quarter in the name of Jesus. I say you're restored back in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Let's rise on our feet. Hallelujah. Are you ready to give God praise this morning? Are you ready to give God praise this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. So thanksgiving is very necessary. When you pray, God answers. Because when you pray, he answers. But when you give God thanks, his presence comes down. When you pray, he answers. But when you praise him, he comes down to see the operation by himself. The Bible said Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang. The Holy Ghost came down. God walked into the prison with them. The church prayed. Let me give you two instances. The church prayed. Angels were sent to bring up Peter. Angels were sent. Go bring up Peter. Paul and Silas prayed and sang. God walked into jailhouse himself. I believe when angels wanted to go, they said, no. He said, no. They are not praising you. Calm down. They are praising me. My presence is required. The Bible said an earthquake shook the entire place. Everybody's bonds were loose. Because of Paul and Silas, other people who were in chains, their chains were broken. On the wings of your praise this morning, any of your family member that is bound, they shall be loose in the name of Jesus. Because of your praise this morning, any of your family members in bondage, they shall be set free in the name of Jesus. Thunder, thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.